This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Indeed, it is Payne and Pendergast live in West Palm Beach. A rainy West Palm Beach today. It's coming down pretty good out there today. So we will keep an eye on things over at the Astros facility. Cacti, what's it called?
Cacti again? Park of the
beaches. Yes. Of the beaches, yes. So we'll Adam Spolane's actually over there right now getting audio from the clubhouse and whatnot. I imagine we'll hear from Spo and hear from some of the Astros in the clubhouse. But again, big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here.
This is basically, even though the game wouldn't be going on right now, it feels a little bit like when there's a rain delay and during a normal TV broadcast and they've just got to sit up there and do a talk radio
chop
show for a while.
Yeah.
Some of them are better than others.
I was going to say, yeah, some of them, you can tell some of them are a little nervous, like, is the rain going to stop anytime soon?
It is a big, I mean, it's a huge difference in format, obviously.
Yeah.
You got the game to keep things moving along.
Although, yes.
Jim Crane was up in the booth, in the radio booth a couple days ago.
He was.
And he was, I thought it was a good, I can't remember what Chandler Rome phrased it. That he had made it, the quote was that we made what we thought was aggressive or a good offer to
Bregman.
Alex Bregman, which I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Whatever the actual quote was. And, I thought it wasn't an insult. That was not an insult of an offer the way some people had portrayed it originally.
No, not, especially when you see what the offers were that came out. Like, I feel like every team's, unlike maybe some of the other journeys into free agency that before, where we only knew the final offer that we only knew the one that the player accepted. Like, we knew Springer took 6 years, 150 from the Blue Jays. Correa, you know, he had his whole journey through two free agencies. This one, I feel like we were really well informed on what everybody was offering in the end. There were four teams left.
Yeah.
The Astros offered 156 over six. The Tigers offered 170 over six. The Cubs offered 115 over four, and he ultimately took $120 million for 3 years from
right.
the Red Sox.
So it was a much. It was the Astros offer wasn't anywhere close on the average per year,
right?
But it was more guaranteed money,
yeah.
And it was in line with what the other conventional deals that had been offered.
Absolutely,
were.
It was not a lowball offer. It was that was a reason, especially when you consider how long it took Bregman to get those offers. He did that interview on that one podcast, that Section 10 podcast.
It all came down to the last the wire there, where everything was kind of a flurry right before spring.
Yeah,
training.
It sounded like it was dry, and then all of a sudden these teams just.
Yeah,
we're all like descending on him within 30 minutes of each other. So I have zero issue with how the Astros handled Alex Bregman's free agency. Zero. All right, let's do this mock draft. This is a CBSSports.com mock draft. This is Tyler Sullivan. We may have done one of his before, but this is a new one kind of heading into the combine version. So he's made some tweaks and whatnot here. So let's page down to the 25th pick. With the 25th overall pick in the Tyler Sullivan CBSSports.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Gray Zabal, offensive lineman, North Dakota State. And quote for Gray Zabel, or quote from Ryan Wilson, who's one of CBS Sports' draft experts, said, quote, played tackle this season at college. He's played everywhere in college. Played inside at the Senior Bowl at guard and center and looked like he'd been doing it his entire life. This is one player, Seth, who got rave reviews at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that does a lot of things that you want an interior offensive lineman to do that scratch an itch from what we saw with the Texans last year. All right, he responds to stunts and twists really well and knows how to sort things out. That mental side of being scrappy and on the inside, he's got all of that. And I think he's certainly physically capable of playing. A lot of it is the stuff that, and especially playing at North Dakota State, isn't going to get exposed as much as just overall technique and bending at the waist. Some of that stuff he's got to clean up and get better at. But there's certainly a lot to like. This would be a surprise just because of what we talked about earlier. So far, Nick Caserio has only taken guys from bigger schools. Tank Dell is the only exception to the non-Power 5 conference was Tank Dell getting drafted the year before Houston became a Power 5 conference.
Yeah, right.
So he it would be a stretch for anything Nick Caserio said. And because of that, because I do think there's some substance in Nick preferring to have a large sample size of work against better competition, because there's so many interior offensive linemen that look like they're probably late first round or second round guys this year, I'll be surprised if it's Gray Zabel just because of the Texans' history with guys like that.
So this would be one of those drafts. Oh, I bet the player you're talking about, the Kelvin, is Kelvin Banks.
Yes, that's right.
That's who you were talking about. Because of the guys who we've seen go off the board to the Texans in previous mock draft injections that we've done here on Payne and Pendergast, this would be one of those drafts that if you and I were sitting with each other, Seth, if Tyler Sullivan's draft were the actual draft, there'd be a lot of, like a lot of guys. Banks goes off the board, Membu at 9, Armand Membu from Missouri at 10, Luther Burden, also from Missouri, goes off at 13, Grant, your guy, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, goes off the board at 17. Tyler Booker goes off the board at 18. So this is a draft where we're seeing a lot of guys that we've seen mocked to the Texans at 25 go off the board pretty early. The exception is that there's still a couple of receivers still sitting there in Matthew Golden and Emeka Obuka at 25.
I think that this draft is, I think it's going to end up being one that if the Texans stick at 25, which is a huge if, because we know that Caserio loves to move a lot.
He does.
Within the draft. But it's just kind of played out that a lot of the positions of need might also, there might be a player in one of those positions who's genuinely the best player available by various boards. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to feel like a compromise or that the Texans would have preferred to move. I think if they stand pat at 25, they might get a best player available that's also at a position of need.
I think if he moves back.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, there's going to be one of those groups, either offensive linemen or offensive linemen or wide receivers, I think, in particular, that there's still a good chunk of them out there.
Yep, I'm with you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that, let's go to the text page here. This is in the spirit of Steve Smith Sr. having an affair with a Marching Ravens Spirit Squad member who was married. Both of them are married. You asked the question, who is the athlete that you would forgive if they had an affair with your wife?
You'd feel most capable of forgiving and then which one would you hate the most if he had an affair with your wife?
Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer, text line. J.J. Watt's getting some love for forgiveness on here from a few people. Is James Harden getting the hate side of a lot of people?
just for the communicable disease part of it alone. just the whole 6 degrees of separation there. Who knows what kind of microbiota.
I feel like Harden would be real lazy, too. I'd be like, hey, if you're going to do it, at least satisfy her. Okay?
I would be more forgiving of Altuve than I would of J.J. Watt. I think partly because J.J.'s a very calculating person, you know, in terms of just seems like he's always got a plan for how and why he's doing. Whereas Altuve is just, if anything, my wife talked him into it, you know, like she's the villain here. Right. Altuve's so just like pure and innocent that, yes, I would be forgiving of both of them, but mostly more Altuve.
I'd lose it if Brock Osweiler had an affair with my wife. These are text messages. I mean, I would too, but these just want to be clear. These are text messages. I would forgive Jeremy Pena. I would hate Davis Mills.
Boy,
he had a neck fetish.
Yeah, tough one with Davis Mills.
Davis Mills.
You'd forgive Jeremy Pena. Well, Pena, you know what it is? He's young.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, so depending on how old you are, I feel like if you're, let's say I would never have, I'm lucky. I would never have to worry about my wife, but let's say I did. If my wife, and I'm 50, has an affair with a young guy like Jeremy Pena, you're mad at your wife, not Jeremy Pena. You're like, yeah, he's a 23-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah, what's he supposed to, I'm going to be mad. If him, I'd be like, hey, man, just in the future, other guys might shoot you for something like this. Just be smart about it, okay, Jeremy?
Olajuwon, I forgive you. Mike Fiers, I want a divorce. Fiers is a good one. Fiers is good. I don't know that there's a better one. You bring it up Joe Biagini, though. Because at least with all these other guys, it's like, all right, well, they're big time athletes and multimillionaires or whatever. Yeah. Like Biagini,
she might as well sleep with Carrot Top.
Yes. Oh my God. All right, we're getting some good texts. Some of them I can't read. Some of them I got to bounce off the crew here at our palatial estate during the break.
Yeah, let's not get
canceled. Yeah. All right. Keep texting them in, though. We're getting a kick out of them here on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. All right, up next, let's circle back to the Astros. We're live here. Spring baseball going on. We thank Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here all week long. Raining out right now, so hopefully a game today. If not, we'll have you covered all day and all week long. We're still jumping on with the other shows and talking some Stros with them. To which I say, for the Astros, there's a list that came out from MLB.com, and I am shocked that Yordan Alvarez is not on this list.
Yes, I saw this list, Sean.
Yes, I am shocked and stunned that there's no Yordan. Good, I'm glad you got this.
And I'm mad about a couple of the other selections, too. I'll tell you that much, my friend.
Same, good. Okay, you're going to get a fired up Seth Payne in the next segment.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.